Okay, I'd like to speak about the lumdis of a couple of the Rashis here on Chav Beis Amid Aleph. Beforehand, I just want to thank all of you who are here, especially tonight, for being part of the Mishmar. It's a milestone that we've made us, we're finishing the first parak of Avodah Zarah, and hoping to get to the end of the Masecht, all of us together, in Yitz Hashem. I had seen an incident with the Shalom Meshiv, Yosef Shaul Nettenzin was the Rav in Lemberg. He was a Rav B'Tkifus, he was a big Takif. And he had a policy in Lemberg that nobody could make an appeal, nobody could speak and make an appeal unless they spoke to him first. He was chayshish, first of all, for aniyim that were not really aniyim, and secondly for maskilim, and they would have to come to him and get approval. So is Talmidim right that once they were sitting and learning the Beis Medrash and someone asked to make an appeal? So the Shalom Meshiv was 120 years ago, 130 years ago, in Lemberg, in Lvov, I'm sorry.
I served the army.
You served the army 120 years ago?
No,
in Lemberg. Okay. Lemberg is Lvov, is the Yiddish name for Lemberg. So this person came in front, came to him, and he said, tell me a Dvar Torah. You're going to say a Dvar Torah. Tell me what you're going to say. So he started telling him a Dvar Torah, and he saw, first of all, he didn't know how to say a Dvar Torah. And second of all, he started terribly. And so he started to tell him, and he made a cholent out of the whole thing. So the Shalom Meshav told him that, oh, you can speak. So after he walked away, the Talmidim said, like, this guy, you let him speak, of all the people. So he said, well, him, I know he's honest. He's an honey. I want to tell you a rule in life. I'll tell you a rule. A person doesn't do something that's hard for him unless he feels he has no brayra. If this guy doesn't know how to speak, doesn't know what to say, and he's getting up to speak, must be he's really an ani, he's really stuck for the money. A person doesn't do what's hard for him unless he has no choice. He said that's the pshat by Yosef when they wanted bread in Mitzrayim. He said, do a bris milah. So Rashi brings a drush, but pshat, yeah, he knew if they have any way to get bread, they're not going to do a bris milah. A person doesn't do, if it's, you have a choice, you don't do. For some people, okay. That's what he said. So the truth is that sometimes when it comes to learning, it's also hard. It's also difficult. When it comes to kiyum mitzvahs, giving tzedakah, it's very, very hard. So who does and who doesn't? Who's willing to push himself? Who's not willing? A person doesn't do what's hard for him unless he realizes, Hadish Kambreira. A person has to realize sometimes you don't have a choice. A person, it works all week and a person is busy with all kinds of things. There's a Mishmah Thursday night. Who's not tired Thursday night? There's a person who's not too tired to come on Thursday night. Everyone's too tired to come. A person doesn't do unless he realizes, Madish kan breira, you have no breira. A person has to push himself in Avodas Hashem. If you don't push yourself, so what do you have? It's also not like a bris milah, but still, the idea that a person comes on a Thursday night and pushes himself to come, it's a davar gadol, and I certainly hope that we'll be able to build the people that we have, and the dream is that the building should be too small to hold everybody who comes for a Mishma night. All right, after the word from our sponsor, I'd like to get to Daf Chaf Beis Amid Aleph. I want to tell you that there's a Shitas Rashi in Shas. And I know three Masechtas, Avodah Zarah, Bava Metzi, and Masechta Shabbos. I imagine there are other places where Rashi has a consistent Shita. And it's likely it's Rashi Shita in Chumash too. There's a Rashi in Parshas Bai where it says, it's talking here about Pesach, but it says, lo yei ose melacha. Lo yei ose. Rashi says, afilu ayidei acherim. Now the work. So he is now the work. Afilu ayidei acherim. What's Shadr Rashi? This is a chachamim, I think the Ramban. They say, what do you mean? Melacha ayidei acherim? You're only not allowed to do work yourself. Amir alahakum is a drabanan. We all know. So what's the pshat in the Rashi? So in the Chumash, this is a chacham has a shita that Rashi and Chumash is not a Pesach. Rashi and Chumash brings the Mandiyamar that fits the Pshat better. if it's better. Okay, could be. What is Avodah Zarah of Beis HaMinhal? So I have here the Lor HaLocha has a clair. The Stipler has a piece with the same clair. His clair is, what is the aside of the Issa to do Malacha on Shabbos? What's the Kavana? Now Avodah, the HaLocha is not, you're not working on Shabbos. What's the Kavana of not doing Malacha? Is it a din, a Issa Maisa? That a Jew is not supposed to work. A Yid is not supposed to work. So then in the guf of a Yid, just like you're not allowed to eat treifis, you're not allowed to do malach on Shabbos. It's a din of the person. Or no. Maybe it's a din in the world that Hashem wanted there should be a shvisa on Shabbos. He didn't command Gaim in the shvisa, he commanded Yid. But the idea is, mahoy oilam chaser menucha. The world needs menucha. So, doing of work is a shter in the shvisa of the world, or is it a shter in the shvisa of the Guf HaYehudi? That's the clair that Rav Zevin clairs. And there's no shaylah pi medrash, all the midrashim, maho yalam chasa, menucha, all the midrashim say that it's something for the world needs menucha. But the pashtus is that it has something to do with the Yid personally, that is the Yid, who's the Guf HaYehudi is not allowed to do malacha. What's Rashi? Rashi says three places here. I marked in the chart too, but on the side, but I notice now third Rashi. Rashi Shita throughout Shas is that the Isser to tell a guy to do malacha on Shabbos is a din of Shluchai Shaladam Kamaisai. Even though Ein Shlichus La'akum, you can't make a guy a shliach. It's not chal. But Rashi holds that yeh shlichus la'akun l'chumra. That l'chumra, we do say shlichus to a guy. Yeh shlichus la'akun l'chumra. And therefore, if a yid tells a guy to do malacha for him, it sounds like from Rashi that it's a din d'oraisa. It's shlichus. It's like mechal Shabbos through the guy's guf. He's not chayav misa for it. Like Mechal Shabbos through a shliach. I mean, someone do malacha, somebody else is doing the malacha for him.
But the problem is because there's more chil Shabbos in the world.
Oh, so that's what Reb Zevin's saying. It's not the guf of the yid that's doing malacha. In Lomdis, the yid is doing it through a shliach. So it's a raya that it's a shter in the shvisas ha'olam. So if you make a guy a shliach and the shlichus is chal, that there could be such a thing that it, the Yid's not doing malacha. In Lomdis, he's doing malacha. He's not actually doing malacha. I very often mention that Amira La'akum is an aveira, not a mitzvah. Some people think, oh, you call a guy can do anything. Amira La'akum is not it's an aveira, it's not a mitzvah. People tell me, what about Amira La'akum? I say, yeah, Amira La'akum. So I say, oh, good, we'll call a guy. No, Amira La'akum means it's aser. Whatever I mentioned once that my wife, once we had a 3-day Rosh Hashanah, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and the chesses were still coming. We had, I think, 25 people per Suda for the 6 Sudas. So my wife said, we'll get a guy. We never have a guy in that. She got a guy, finally, came to the house, and my wife says, what can the guy do? So I said, whatever you could do, the guy could do. No? Whatever a yid could do, you could tell the guy to do. You don't have to do it, you get the guy to do it. So for that, she needs a guy. But I don't know, develop things, Gayim can do all kinds of malacha. For a chayla, guys like to do malacha. But stamazai, it's an avera, not a mitzvah. It's an avera, not a mitzvah. Rashi Shita seems to be that it's an issa d'oraisa, because yei shlichus la'akum l'chumra. And it would fit with this. What?
You're conscious,
you say it's the Guf HaYehudi.
No, we're saying it's the Guf HaYehudi.
However you want to learn shlichus, it's something to go into, but not now. But however the shlichus works. So the way Rav Zevin is saying, because shlichus in lomdis it's my guf, but my guf is resting. In practice, in lemaisa, my guf is resting. This is for the Guf HaYehudi not to be resting. So if you're enough of a lamdin, you say he is doing malacha. It's like Yodei Arichta. Okay. It could be, but it's like himself, Pashtus, it's like himself in the Chalois, is chal on him. It's not that he did it, but you may be right. You know, they are those, the Ketzais Klairs, if it's Yodei Arichta, if it's his law gone, then you'll be right. Okay. Could be. Could be. Yeah, Yosef. He's causing it to be done. Now the truth is, this is rochik from halacha. To say I'm like this is the raisa, the shlichus lakum lachomer. The whole thing is vayt from halacha. Where Zevin brings, that's a big surprise, is that the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he brings it. He says balatanya b'Shulchan Aruch shalai. Shezeu ba'atzma yatam shalom yir lanach yishvus sheshlichus lakum lachomra. He says that it's haynu hach, that it's the yisr. And he brings it in the Shulchan Aruch. He seems to hold that it has some geder of yisr d'oraisa mamish. Now it's interesting that in the footnote he brings here that apparently Rav Rifkin, who is well known to me because he was Rosh Yeshiva in Tarvadas, and because he's the Zayda, Olav HaShalom, of our Choshev president at the time the shul was built. And usually the rule is the president at the time the shul was built is angry at everybody by the time it's finished. But Baruch Hashem, he still gets along with everybody, the Vaila. And he's here tonight. Rav Rifkin apparently sees in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav a charata. Because the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that Yesh Lichus Lakam L'chomer, he brings Rashi, and then he says something to the effect that you can't do it with Shlichus to a guy because you'll end up doing it yourself. So he sees in it a stira, apparently some level of charata from what he said originally. Rav Zevin disagrees. It's not clear how Rav Zevin makes the two shtim together. But the point is that it's a Shitas Rashi, that Yesh Lichus La'akum L'chumra is the reason for Amira La'akum Shvus. Now, one of the interesting things that it brings as a raya to this is the halacha that Borei Merei Ha'esh, when you make Matzah Shabbos, I'm talking about Matzah Yom Kippur, Matzah Shabbos, when you say Borei Merei Ha'esh, you're not allowed to say Borei Merei Ha'esh on a flame that a goy lit on Shabbos. A yid lit on Shabbos, we all understand. A goy lit a flame on Shabbos, you can't use it for Bar Mary Aish. Why? The Gemara says in Brachis, Shaloi, the Lashon is Shaloi Shavas, Mimelechus Isser. Shaloi, Melechus Avera. Loi Shavas, Melechus Avera. Why Melechus Avera? The guy didn't know you told him to do it. The guy did it on his own.
Is it to play on Shabbos or only on Yom Kippur?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about Yom Kippur. I'm talking about Shabbos. Gemara there is on Bar Meiach on Shabbos. If a guy lit it on Shabbos for himself, Leshavas Memelechus Aveira. How do you explain that? It's very hard to explain. If you hold this an idea of Shvisa Sa'ilam, so maybe. What? Only Yidden on Mitzvah to be Shomer, the Shvisa of the world. But it's a shter in the shvisa of the world when a guy lights.
It's bechidish.
A guy is also to be shayvis. Because he's not allowed to attach himself to Klal Yisrael. He's not allowed to take on the dais of Klal Yisrael.
But he should be
He's saying is, if Hashem wanted menuch in the world, so the guy, matayv manoim, that's what he's saying. Feist days, it's worse to impersonate Klal Yisrael than to, Narfutna has this idea that the whole Gaya Shevelt is busy saying Anachnu Yisrael, right? That's the Yetzer Hara of the Welt. Yeah. Christians, the Muslims, right? They all take up
light. From this light on Shabbos?
If a guy, it's interesting. If a guy lights for himself, you're allowed to have anah.
Right. So now you're telling me,
and you still can't use it for Bar Mary Aish. Dava Pella, this raid, this shtickle Torah comes up in the Yeshiva Welt, in the sugya of Ishei Mishum Chitzai. In the second parak of Bava Kama, once upon a time we used to get there. Today I don't think the yeshivas get that far. But in the sugi of Ishai Mishum Chitzai, which is the beginning of the second parak, Daf Yutes, Daf Chav, there's a halacha. You'll know that if you light a fire and it damages, you have to pay. You know, I like going to Yeshiva Bachram. The year is over. They learn Bava Kama all year. I asked them a question. If you go over to someone's house, Chalila, you go over to someone's house, you take a match, you light his drapes on fire, the whole house burns down. What are you laughing? The whole house burnt down. And hidden in the house is cash. Guy's got cash hidden in the house. Do you have to pay? So what did they tell me? Eish, Tomun is pater from Eish, right? Eish, pater and Tomun. It's wrong. You know which mazik you are if somebody takes a match and lights somebody's drapes on fire? That's Odama mazik. Just like that's what Ishe Mishum Chitzai means. If you take a hammer and you break someone's window, that's Odama mazik. If you light someone's drapes, Ishe Mishum Chitzai means it burns for a week. Every minute it's burning, it's your arrow. It's Odama mazik. If you learn the Gemara, this command never a case of Eish, that's Pater on Tama. You need a case that the Gemara calls Kolo Lechitzav. It's an unusual case that'll be Eish. Ishai Mishum Chitzai means someone lights a fire, the entire burning is his Maisa. That's the Gemara. Fracted in the Muki Yosef, famous Kasha. Muki Yosef says that Ishai Mishum Chitzai, you light a fire, all the burning is your Maisa. How do you light a light Shabbos Lecht? How do you light Shabbos Lecht? When you light the Shabbos lift there of Shabbos, and it burns in the whole Shabbos, so the whole Shabbos, Yishem Mishum Chitzai, you're burning it a whole Shabbos. What do you say to the Kasha? What do you say to the Kasha? What? Find the Kasha. Okay, you're landed. I'm sorry, if I tried to ask my wife this Kasha, she went, what are you talking about? The person is resting. The person lit, and he's resting, no? He lit the fire, and he went to sleep. He lit a Shabbos lift, and he went to sleep. Yet the Muki Yosef asked the Kasha, Yishai Mishum Chitzai, when you light it, it's Malacha. It's a Raya that is not a din in Shvisas Ha'adam. It's not a din in the person resting. The person's resting. He lit the flame and he went to sleep. And it's burning. And Yishai Mishum Chitzai, Muki Yosef says it's Chol Shabbos. It's a Raya, it's a din in Shvisas Ha'adam. It's a raya to his yisayid that he's saying, that ma'ayon chasa menucha. That's his raya to his yisayid. The stipler also brings this raya when he has his piece. However, he brings the arishayinim utakasei the teretz. The arishayinim that say, depending on how you interpret the arishayinim, they answer the kasha this way. But al kaponim, what I wanted to tell you is this shitas rashi that Shvisa, that Yei Shlichus La'akum L'chumra means Amira La'akum, it seems as a din d'iraisa. If it means it's Mamish a d'iraisa, not really, depends on this footnote, these two interpretations, Shulchan Aruch Harav, that apparently you didn't find Rav Rifkin Shtickle on this. It must be in his Sefer, and must be, because it says he was Ma'arech on the topic. So whether Rashi means it's Mamish or Daraisa or not, I don't know. But you'll have elsewhere in Shas. I know there's, like I said, in Masechta Shabbos he brings, Avodah Zarah, we have three times on this page, Rashi says when a guy does Malach, he's your Shliach. And Rashi in Bav Metzion, they said Eshek, Rashi says it as well. So at least three places in Shas, this is Rashi Shita.
He's saying, since he lit Beheter, there's no Malacha being done.
Since he lit Beheter... If it's a what do you mean? No, I'm saying it's a raya. Oh, it's a raya that it's not Shvisas Guf Adam, because the Guf Adam is resting. He lit, and he went to sleep. The Guf Adam is resting. I mean, it's a teretz of Mukiyos is kasha. If that's a teretz, then it's good. I mentioned that there's some. So really, you're right. It depends what the teretz of the kasha. I thought you were going to say, like you said before, his body is not resting because the whole work is all miyuchas to him, all the burning in lamdis. Okay.
Okay.
But if you say Shvisas Ha'ayin, from his kasha, you see it's not Shvisas Ha'gof, it's Shvisas Ha'ayin. So you're answering Mukiyas's kasha. I'm proving from the Mukiyas's kasha, not me, he brings it, Laura Alach actually in the next page, which is not in the copy, brings the proof the other way, from his kasha. You're right, the way you're answering, it's a right in the kasha, you didn't hold that way. See, that's a good question. All right, we'll talk about it. You didn't teach Bava Kama? You have to see, okay. Anyway, this is the Raya. I want to tell you the second Yamash. Yeah. You tell the guy. I have a guy, and the guy's keeping Shabbos. Am I allowed to tell him, you better be Michal Shabbos, because you're not allowed to... So I'm definitely allowed to tell him. Shlichus is when he does it for me. When he does it for himself, that's not shlichus. That's why the Gemara says an Oris is mutter. Because the Oris, you're telling him to do, he's doing it for himself.
So what is the hefter when you ask
him to belong for Rabbin and Shul to turn in? So Tzarchei Rabbin, Meshvus to Shvus, to tell a guy to do Drabanan, is mutter to Tzarchei Rabbin, or by Hefsid Meruba. So when I said to my wife, anything you're allowed to do, the guy's allowed to do, it's true, there are cases where goyim are allowed, shus to shus, makam esim meruba, but in the normal household things, the guy can't, what do you have? Unless you have a chayla, if you have an elderly parent or a chayla, then a guy could do. A guy could do. At the hospital, a guy can move the bed up and down, and you know, whatever he wants. For a chayla, it's
dishes and hot water, because you can talk to him, but he wants hot water, it's his
brother. Okay. There are loopholes, and there are cases where it's mutter. I want to tell you, Yitzhak Hashem, I hope next week we'll start the second perek. The second perek is the halacha perek. It has all the bishul akum and cholav akum and parts of yayin akum. All the akum sugyas are daf lamed to mem, chav tesam beis to mem, and chav beis to lamed is the avodah zarah sugyas. So as much as the first perek was a lot of agadah, the second perek is a lot of yeridaya. And I hope that you'll, all those of you who didn't join us for the first parak, at least join us for the second parak, the Berg Geshmack parak. We'll all enjoy it, and we'll go back to the strict Amid a week in Yitzhak Hashem. Good night, everybody.